and some of the work in an early elevator, the pit where the grain was dumped into, and that's not all that many years ago. Well, it is, but it isn't. Cleaning out the pit was a bad job. That's the newcomer usually got that because that's where the rats were. And I'm old enough to remember that they would have the, not a steam power, but a oil-burning engine that would run the whole elevator with a belt. I guess they'd call that. There's a name for it. They call it the what house, whatever. That, and that's where the office usually was. And then as we started to use, and that's interesting, as we started to, the pools, the elevator companies became the distributor. We'd store the chemicals in the same office that the office was in. Well, if those pails ever leaked, that would be a no-no nowadays. But that's how it went. And, and there was always going up the man lift. I took the lift up one time. It was a rope affair. You go all the way up, and then a certain manager, there's a certain place where you kind of feel squeezed in there. And be a little careful there. And I never understood the safety of it. And a lot of times managers were there by themselves. The other job that was there was coopering cars. And that's not so long ago that didn't happen. When the boxcars would come down, you'd have to put a door, a siding door in them. And the first thing, of course, we'd want to go when we went to Thunder Bay to see how they were unloaded. And they had a mechanism where they would just tip the car over and unload it and stuff. And that stayed there for a long time until the hopper cars came in. That didn't modernize all that quickly.
So was your father, I imagine your father was delivering horse and cart?
I think so. Horse, yes. But my early recollection is I was born in 1940. Model A tractor, and the first load of grain going to town, we get to go along, we get an ice cream cone out of it. And also remember secretly when we were filling the grain bins, that we would, when the bin was just starting, it was a 500 bushel bin, we'd crawl on top and jump into the grain. That was a lot of fun. Whether the parents ever knew that happened or not, I'm not sure.
But sometimes they'd be horrified.
I think so. But so. And also, that was already when I was in grade 8. My dad took a load of wheat to town, then we pulled it with a tractor. But he had me sitting, there was a four-tongue hitch. I was sitting with my feet dangling over the front of the truck box, and I'm not sure there was a safety pin in the hitch. And that's just what we did.